As a dentist, I see patients smile every day. However, no one is happy to see signs of oral cancer, particularly with patients who use chewing tobacco. I see the severe consequences coming from dipping. I'm Dr. Steven Spitz with Smile Boston Cosmetic and Implant Dentistry. As the dentist on record for Boston's baseball team, I've introduced them to Jake's Mint Chew as a healthy alternative. Jake's is a USDA certified organic mint that has no tobacco, no nicotine, caffeine, or sugar. Jake's packs like the real thing with no harmful side effects. Go to jakesmintchew.com to order now. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer info.
At Pep Boys, we know your car is only as reliable as your battery. If you find yourself stranded, or worse still, unable to escape the zombie apocalypse because your car won't start, you'll wish you had taken advantage of our sale this week. Get $10 off a Bosch battery or $20 off a Bosch Platinum AGM with twice the life of a conventional battery. Do it yourself or have it professionally installed by a Pep Boys technician. With parts and service, the boys have got your back, so you won't have to look over your shoulder.
Syringe presents Lie Detector. Kyle and Audrey have been hooked up to a lie detector. Let's see who's telling the truth and who's lying.
I have iPhone Forever from Sprint, so I never have to wait to get the newest iPhone.
I don't have iPhone Forever from Sprint, so it's 15 months until I can upgrade to the new iPhone 6S. But I don't mind waiting. And I'm not jealous of your new iPhone either. Honestly, I'm not lying.
Get the fire extinguisher!
On second thought, can I just switch to Sprint?
The world's best offer on iPhone 6S. Get iPhone 6S as low as $1 a month when you trade in your iPhone 6. And with iPhone Forever, get a new iPhone every year forever.
Offer not available everywhere. Includes 21-month lease, no security deposit. Excludes taxes, subject to well-qualified credit. New line port, a $36 activation fee. Requires smartphone trade-in, regular $22 a month. iPhone Forever's lease upgrade eligibility does not guarantee monthly payment amount, phone selection, or plan rates. Service is additional charge. Remaining lease payments due if service canceled. Restrictions apply. See Sprint.com.
Cubs are in the NLCS.
The Cubs with a massive celebration right near home plate. The Cubs are in the National League Championship Series.
Cub fans, keep it here as we continue to deliver the best coverage of this historic time in Chicago sports on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, we are WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Julie DeCaro.
I think it starts with our player development, our scouting. I mentioned this before, but everyone from the Dominican Summer League to our Iowa-Des Moines team, all the coaches in between there that have a daily effect on all the guys that are coming up. Just like we mentioned, Kyle was in instructs last year this time. I remember him taking BP at Wrigley. Like, oh, good luck, kid, you know? That's what this organization does. That's how it was when I was with the Red Sox, that it could be anyone at any time that makes an impact.
That was Cubs president Theo Epstein talking about how the Cubs managed to defeat the Cardinals to advance to the NLCS yesterday. Cubs now await the winner of the Mets-Dodgers series. They play Game 5 tomorrow in L.A. Jacob deGrom will go for the Mets, Zach Greinke for the Dodgers. Winner plays the Cubs beginning on Saturday. Meanwhile, both ALDS series on tap for Game 5s today. Texas leading Toronto 2-1 in the sixth inning. Starters Marcus Stroman and Cole Hamels still in the game. Houston and Kansas City play tonight at 7. Bears still struggling with injuries heading into week 6 at Detroit. Both Alshon Jeffrey and Jermaine Bushrod returned to practice today but were limited, along with Will Sutton, Pernell McPhee, Josh Bellamy, Ego Ferguson, Jeremiah Ratliff, and Patrick Omame. Eddie Royal, Shea McClellan, Terrence Mitchell, and Antrell Roll did not practice. Bears announced just moments ago that they've re-signed quarterback David Fales to their practice squad. Blackhawks are in Philly tonight to take on the Flyers. Corey Crawford will be in the net. Kimmo Timonen will be honored after the game. Puck drops at 7. Bulls and Pistons tonight at the UC in a preseason matchup. Derrick Rose still has a swollen eye as a result of that orbital bone fracture. He was cleared for non-contact practice today, but he's now likely to miss the entire preseason and may not be ready in time for the season opener. Coach Fred Hoiberg says Taj Gibson, though, will get into the preseason for the first time since ankle surgery tonight. The scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai Algonquin's model year-end sales event going on now. Start your day at Subway with a freshly made breakfast sandwich like the bacon, egg, and cheese, toasty flatbread with egg, crispy bacon, and your choice of melty cheeses, sauces, and freshly chopped veggies, all toasted to perfection. Breakfast made exactly the way you want it, right in front of you. Subway, eat fresh. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Muller Honda in Highland Park.
It's a thrill here. We got Antoine Fats Domino, Spike Lee's here. We got Brad Pitt. We had a chance to say hello to him.
Hub Arkish
on the sideline. Doesn't get any better than this.
670 The Score's NFL Insider.
We sat there and predicted exactly this, that this was who this team was.
Editor of ChicagoFootball.com.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience.
Columnist for Shaw Media and the Chicago Sun-Times.
Jeremiah Ratliff, I would do anything that man told me to.
Taking your calls on the Bears and the NFL.
Hub, with the Bears getting no sacks in 8 quarters, would genetic clones of Lem Barney and Herb Adderley at their peak skills also look awful?
Yeah! Hub Arkish with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
This is also brought to you by Ed Napleton Elmhurst Acura Kia. Ed Napleton, second to none since 1931.
He is on Twitter at Hub Arkish. He's also at Shy Football, ChicagoFootball.com. Hub's on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at GrossingerDeals.com. Hub, hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good. Your people are here. We will start with our version of Helen Thomas. It is Frank in Oak Park on the Score.
Boy, Helen Thomas. Jeez. This year, a lot of teams are seriously underperforming relative to expert predictions. To me, one of the most interesting are the Houston Texans. I'm comparing depth charts of this to last season, and I see they have two new safeties. If the plays against the Colts are indicative, including that brain-dead end zone PI by Kareem Jackson, that's a unit that's aggressively clueless. Now, I know Foster's been hurt, but Hoyer appears about as good as at QB as Fitzpatrick was last year. Is the problem with the Texans the new pieces or underperformance by the returning vets? And is the 4-12 to 6-10 track they're on bad enough to get both the head coach and the GM fired?
Well, thank you, Frank. All right, Bernie, I got to congratulate you. That's the first time Frank's been off script in all the years.
Yep, knocked him off script, as I did.
Always a pleasure to hear from Frank, though. And yes, the Houston Texans are a puzzle. I think Bill O'Brien, in his second year, is probably safe, short of a complete meltdown, because while Hoyer may be as good as Fitzpatrick, quarterback, how good is that? You know, I mean, they've still got questions to answer there. They have been without Arian Foster. I think one of the major disappointments for this football team is that when you use the number one overall draft pick on Jadeveon Clowney last year, and he simply fails to be an impact guy. Now, granted, you've already got J.J. Watt, but imagine, you know, with J.J. Watt, if Clowney were to step up and Whitney Merciless and some of these guys, you know, Brian Cushing can't stay healthy out there. Yeah, the safeties in the secondary are a problem, but their problems are across the board. And I think that in some ways they're similar to the Bears. They've probably got a few guys, you know, star caliber that the Bears don't have. But for the most part, that roster, it just lacks special players, you know, and it's going to take a while to fix, should the defensive coordinator be in trouble? Should Rick Smith, the GM, have done better evaluating personnel? I don't know. But I don't think O'Brien is in trouble. I think the safeties struggle, and it's interesting that they struggle after Daniel Manning, the ex-Bear, left to go to Cincinnati. But for the most part, they're just a mediocre football team. I think playing in the AFC South, they'll be closer to 6 or 7 wins than the 4-12 track that they may be on right now. And I think O'Brien gets at least one more year.
Glenn Ellen, here's Steve on the Score with Hub.
Hey, guys. Hub, a question for you regarding Adam Gase. And I know we're only 5 games into the season, but I really like what I've seen from him in terms of the ability to put a game plan together, along with the rash of injuries on the offensive line, no wide receivers and so forth. And he also seems to have Cutler playing at a pretty high level for him. And so my question is, what happens if Adam Gase does get or does leave for a head coaching position? Where does that leave? Where would that leave the Bears next year in terms of continuity? Would we bring in another coordinator? I mean, what would you envision that looking like?
Well, I think I don't be a smart ass. If he leaves, he'll bring in another coordinator. And obviously, John Fox has put together a nice staff this year, John Fox and Ryan Pace. And, you know, I think we have to assume that hopefully they would get somebody, equally capable. We're already assuming that all of this is Adam Gase. Dowell Loggins is the quarterback coach. Both Gase and Loggins had personal relationships with Cutler coming in. Maybe we're not giving enough credit to Loggins. I do think we're overreacting a little bit. Again, it's been fun to watch Cutler the first 4 or 5 weeks, but it's early. It's not like he's leading the NFL in passing or that he's got any statistics that are jumping out at you. He's just better. Gase was a head coaching candidate last year, didn't get the job. Let's see where this offense goes. But I guess the answer to your question, I'm putting it to the heart of your question, is – it was Fox who put the staff together, and should he lose a coordinator, I suppose we should trust that he'll find another good one.
Here is Tom in Albany Park, and he's on WSCR with Hub.
Hey, Hub, this is Tom. Not so much a question, but an observation maybe you can add to is, obviously the Bears are looking with John Fox a little bit ahead of schedule where we thought they were. And you start to see some things take place. You start to see a McPhee become a leader. And it looks to me like they were really thrown off with some of these 4-3 guys they signed last year, the Jared Allens, the Houstons, the Willie Youngs, and that'll play itself out. And I'm not sure who will be left of that by next year, but Allen's already gone. But you see a McPhee come in who's playing his true position, really become an anchor moving forward. On offense, you got a Kyle Long, and yes, I'm beginning to believe you.
These are a lot of observations here, so let's.
No, but my point being is, going forward, I see McPhee being like a franchise player for this team. I see him leading the defense, and it's not going to take long to put this 3-4 into place with Vic Fangio with a guy like that if he brings in a couple more guys like this. And just more so on the defense and the improvement and bringing in guys that really play the
shut it down!
Okay, love a guy.
Yeah, figure that out, Hub.
Yeah, first of all, I'm not sure I agree with your premise that they're ahead of schedule. They figured to be at least 1-4, maybe 2-3. It was the stunning comeback fashion and the, getting off the mat with all the injuries against Kansas City that's got everybody all pumped up this week. So let's see, in 6, 7, 8 weeks if they are ahead of schedule. Pernell McPhee has looked good. He should. He was an expensive free agent. He was the first guy that Ryan Pace identified, and we like what we've seen. Is he a Pro Bowler? Not yet. Is he an All-Pro? Not yet. He's making plays. He's looking good, and let's watch how that develops. I think at the end of the day, we've now talked about both sides of the ball. Clearly, what's intriguing to me is how much better this defense is than it was a year ago with most of the same personnel, with the exception of really McPhee and Acho, and Antoine Roll hasn't done anything. The difference is Vic Fangio and Mel Tucker, and I actually finishing my column for tomorrow. I'm not giving anything away, but my column is about, with all this excitement about the offense and Gase and the way Cutler is playing, I think Fangio is the more likely of the two to get a head coaching job. And that would worry me more because Fangio has been the more successful in the NFL. Now, of course, John Fox is an old defensive coordinator, so I'll say the same thing. I think that he would find a good coordinator to replace Fangio, but if there's anything that I am the most impressed by through 5 or 6 weeks, it's how good a coach Vic Fangio is, and I think that's why the defense is playing as well as it is right now.
Out in Oak Lawn, we find Miles, and he's on the score. Hello, Miles.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Just got a question. I'm pretty confident in the Bears' ability this week, and we're coming off two pretty big wins. What I'm curious about is what you've heard from the other side of things on the Lions side, what kind of feelings they're riding considering the complete meltdown that they had on Sunday, whether they're going to come out hungry or what you're seeing from that pit. Thanks.
Normally I'd be really worried about, going into an 0-5 team with that kind of talent in their place.
That's what I said.
Particularly because they really did beat Seattle, in Seattle, which the Bears didn't. The problem is, I think they quit in the second half last week. I don't think that they were playing for Jim Caldwell against the Arizona Cardinals. And if that's true, there's no reason to assume that they're going to rise up and get their first win this week. So they've got problems on that offensive line. They got problems in the back seven on defense. You know, certainly their as are more talented than the Bears, but the way they're playing right now, I know I'm picking the Bears to win this one. I didn't see this coming a couple weeks ago, but right now the Bears' arrow is pointing very much up, and the Lions' arrow appears to be pointing down.
We are visiting with the Scores football expert, Hub Arkish. Actually, you are, and you still got time to jump on in. 312-644-6767. Hub awaits your call as always. Boards and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
The Bears have a chance to stack that third win in a row when they meet up for an all-important division matchup with those lousy, rotten Lions. We're covering it right up to game time, so keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. With all the hubbub over Chase Utley and whether or not the Mets would retaliate, with the Cubs winning their first ever series at home, it seems that most of us here have missed on an egregious error in managing from John Gibbons of the Toronto Blue Jays. Now, as we speak, the Blue Jays are taking on the Texas Rangers in a winner-take-all Game 5 north of the border. But you know who won't be pitching and won't be available tonight for the Toronto Blue Jays? David Price. Because he pitched 50 pitches and came in with a 7-1 lead, he won't be available tonight. To not have a Cy Young Award winner available is, at best, gross negligence on the part of John Gibbons. And at worst, a simply awful managerial mistake from a guy who's never managed in the postseason before. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
You know Schneider has led the trucking industry for 80 years. And you know Schneider has the widest variety of driving career options. But have you recently searched all of Schneider's career opportunities near you? At Schneider, we've made it easier than ever. Visit SchneiderJobs.com, enter your zip code, and click search. That's it. Don't miss out on the driving career you've always wanted. Visit SchneiderJobs.com, enter your zip code, and search. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. Call 800-790-4961. That's 800-790-4961. Again, 800-790-4961.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns and the throwdowns, ground and pound and pass happy, prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051.
Do you
you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
CBS Wednesdays.
This is Trauma One, the most famous strip of hospital real estate in the nation.
At Angels Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden.
Life is measured here in split seconds. Hesitate and people die.
Code Black, new drama, Wednesdays, only CBS.
CBS Monday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yes!
That's big.
Paradigm shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No.
Me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season ever.
My brain is better than everybody.
That's Big Bang.
Yeah!
Big Bang Theory, Monday, only CBS.
CBS Mondays on NCIS LA.
Wheels up in 30.
The missions are classified.
This is a matter of national security.
The suspects identified.
I need to know where this man is.
Got it.
The team is qualified.
The best of the best.
Sometimes preoccupied.
You're only young once, but you can be immature forever.
That's clever.
And the viewers satisfied.
I am genuinely impressed.
Just doing what we do.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Mondays.
Sunday, join both our pre- and post-game shows live from Burger Bar Chicago, 1150 South Michigan Avenue. First, starting at 9 a.m., it's the Scores pre-game show, starring Score football experts Hub Arkish, Dan Pompey, and Patrick Manley. Then, it's the Mercy Hospital post-game show right after the game with former Bear All-Pro center Olin Krutz, former Bear Pro Bowl tackle James Big Cat Williams, and Score football expert Hub Arkish. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hub Arkish doesn't get any better than this.
That's why he's yours on Wednesday at 312-644-6767. Hub is a man of the people on Wednesdays on Boris and Bernstein.
Well, he's really always a man of the people. He just does so publicly in Boris and Bernstein on Wednesdays. And he's, you know, he's so happy about his Cubs that nothing can bring him down now. Not even
can't say a bad word.
Idiot callers. And actually, Maddie's doing a nice job. But one thing we've noticed, and I think it's probably because of the rise of the popularity of Daily Fantasy, that that people are trying to sneak in fantasy questions for Hub under the guise of actual football questions, sort of like he's church. But we've got you figured out. We're on to you, and we're going to do horrible things to you if we think that that's what you are attempting to get done here. So Rob in Milwaukee is next on the score. Hi, Rob.
Hi, guys. My favorite personality is on the airwaves.
Ever.
My questions go to Hub for Hub here is, how does a competent coaching staff such as Fox and Gase let a proven loser quarterback like Clawson, and I don't mean that as far as his personality, I mean his track record as a quarterback is that of a losing one, but yet he continually makes NFL rosters. And also, second question, have you heard anything about Kevin White? Thank you.
Well, you know, first of all, I think we need to remember, Tom, that Ryan Pace has control of the 53-man roster, and so he's part of this equation. I also am not sure you can say Clawson continually makes NFL rosters. I think he was out of the NFL when Phil Emery found him. I'm not sure, has he been on a roster besides the Bears and the Panthers? I think he might have been on one other. And, you know, obviously, they're comfortable with him. I can't explain it. I can't tell you there aren't many good number two quarterbacks in the NFL. Look what just happened to Dallas with Whedon. You go around the league, you're not going to find many. But I can't argue with you either. I don't really understand why Clawson is their choice. I'd rather take a chance on David Fales. Kevin White, you know, we heard that the surgery was a success. We knew all along that the earliest he could possibly think about coming back would be week 12 or week 13, and that was a long shot. So everything I've heard so far is that the surgery was a success and that there's no issues with the rehab, but I just wouldn't expect anything until next year.
Greg is in his car. He's on the score. Hey, Greg.
Hey, Hub. I had a question for you about the Patriots-Colts game coming up this Sunday night. First, are you going to be there at that game? And then secondly, do you really think it's going to be the drubbing, revenge-filled, crazy fest that everybody thinks it's going to be, or is it just going to be kind of more of a traditional game where the Patriots just kind of run over the Colts as opposed to trying to dissect them, you know, in a vitriolic fashion?
Okay. First of all, no, I'm not going to be there. My schedule got switched to more Monday nights than Sunday nights this year, and mostly the second half of the season. The Patriots suffered a really serious loss in the game Sunday. It became official today, but Nate Solder, their left tackle, who'd missed one start since 2011, tore a biceps. He is done for the year. Now, in typical Patriot fashion, they're pretty, you know, deep. They've got Marcus Cannon, who stepped in when Solder went out Sunday. Now with a week to get ready, they may move Sebastian Vollmer back over on the left side where he started and put Cannon on the right side. They're going to be okay. But it's a big loss. I think as far as the game, even Belichick and Brady aren't trying to hide it. They're pissed. You know? and you know, I mean, they have been really since the season started, and everybody else has paid for it, but not out of some silly revenge thing, because they're the Patriots, because this is the way they play football. You know, are they more likely to beat up on Indianapolis than anybody else? They're going to go out and try and play their best game. They are a far superior football team, and so my guess is that they'll win it fairly easily. Will they be, you know, grinding it in late in the fourth quarter? You know, you've heard people talk about it before. Belichick really rarely takes these guys off the field. You know, we've seen Brady on the field with 4 minutes to go in a 30-40 point lead. So I don't think there's going to be anything different this Sunday, but, you know, all signs point to the Patriots probably getting a little revenge because it's the natural course of things.
Thank you for avoiding a pet peeve of mine in that you said he has a biceps injury and not a bicep. I don't know why it bugs me so much because it is a singular biceps. You have a left biceps and a right biceps. So thank you for doing that.
Well, it's kind of like people calling him Alshon Jeffries, you know, so what are you going to do?
David in Bloomington, you're next on the score with Hub.
Hey, how you doing, Hub?
Good.
Hey, question about the offense and defense coordinator for the Bears. Everybody's talking about them already leaving 5 games into the season. What is their contract status then? Why wouldn't they have been locked up for a couple of years?
Well, their contract status is irrelevant because in the NFL, if you are an assistant coach and you have a chance to move up a notch, there is a requirement to allow you to interview for a head coaching job. So even though they're coordinators, the Bears would not be able to block them from interviewing for head coaching jobs. You know, and these are two guys who both interviewed this past off season before taking the coordinator job. So, if they get a chance to go, they're going to go. I just think everybody is way premature on this. You know, let's wait and see what happens. Let's see how many coaching spots are open. Let's see what kind of fits they would be. I'd be very surprised if Fangio didn't get a chance to interview. I think Gase is on that track too. But it's early. You know, I mean, if this thing starts to come apart or slow down in the second half of the season, they may not be the flavor of the week anymore.
It's our old buddy Ingvald in Madison on the score.
Hey, guys. What is the rationale for limiting a roster to 53 and then having a practice squad and a game day roster when there's a hard cap in place? Because all it seems to do is limit opportunities for guys who might be marginal on offense or defense but could be special team standouts. Why shouldn't a team be able to sign 15 guys to minimum salaries and just have them play special teams?
Well, I mean, when you ask me what the rationale is, I can't really say. These things are the product of history more than anything else. And you know, every major sport has a roster limit. And the NFL's for years was 45, and then they went to 53 and said you can only dress 46, and then they added the practice squad. I guess I'd say the rationale for the practice squad is that they're really the only major sport that doesn't have a minor league system. You know, there's nowhere to keep players while you develop them, so they called it a practice squad, and it's really more comparison to a minor league system. And I don't have a problem with it. I think 53 is plenty. What I do not understand, which would solve your dilemma of making special teams better, is why can't all 53 dress? What's the point of having 53 guys on the roster but only dressing 46, and even that quarterback can't play without penalty? So, and by the way, I think the league is moving in that direction. I think you will see them in the next couple of years allow all 53 guys to dress and play, and that will improve special teams plays in depth. But I don't think they're going deeper than 53. That practice squad will stay like a taxi squad or a minor league team.
One more for Hub. Les is in Oak Park. He's on WSCR, The Score.
Thanks for taking me, guys. First of all, isn't it too sad that Ernie Banks and Santa weren't around to see this? I hope Billy Williams will be very visible. Back to the Bears. Marietta does not turn me on. There's no Daniel Manning or Devin Hester, obviously. Is it and I'm concerned every time he gets the ball.
You're talking about Mark Mariani?
The kickoff returner.
Mariani, not Marietta.
Sorry. And I'm concerned of these holding calls and Cutler has to start at his 12 or his 8. Is it absolutely unprecedented to make it a team policy that you take a knee on every kickoff? And I'm sure it is. But in this instance with the Bears and this guy not having an afterburner, how far out would that be just to say, take a knee, we'll start at our 20, we know what we got, there's no holding penalty setting us way back?
Well, Les, I mean, all I can do is disagree with you on this one. Mark Mariani's been a Pro Bowl returner, and he actually does have some burst, and I like him. You know, he's very sure-handed. He's not Devin Hester. No, he's not. You know, he's not Tyler Lockett. But, you know, there's different kinds of guys back there, and he can be very elusive. You know, the Patriots still use Julian Edelman as their number one receiver as a punt returner, and it's just a question of, you know, what you're looking for in the return game. Mariani is very accomplished. He's not the best in the league, but he was close to it a couple of years ago before that serious leg injury. And, you know, the various issues that I have with this roster where you could significantly upgrade the talent, that's not one that jumps out at me. I think he's been fine so far.
Hub, thank you as always.
Hub, we love you.
Thank you. And yes, it's a lot of fun with the Cubs, but I do feel the need to point out that they've now accomplished exactly what they did under Jim Hendry. I'm very happy and excited about the future.
He's got a Hub this
time. Wow. Hub Tellender's here.
Let's go win another one, and then we can really cut loose.
Cut loose.
Thank you, Hub.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Well, from that, I'm trying to figure out what's going on in the Toronto.
It's something.
Yeah,
something's
going on.
One of the
craziest unbelievable
plays I've ever seen. We'll get to that in a second. It's 5:31 in the Score Update Studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. All that noise in Wrigleyville last night was just the Cubs advancing to the NLCS for the first time since 2003. Cubs now await the winner of the Mets-Dodgers series after the Dodgers staved off elimination last night. Game 5 of the NLDS will be played tomorrow in L.A. Jacob DeGrom will go for New York. Zach Greinke for L.A. Winner plays the Cubs beginning on Saturday. Cubs will start that series on the road. And here's something you haven't heard before. The Cubs currently the favorites to win the World Series, according to the Las Vegas Superbooks. Both ALDS series going to a Game 5 today. Rangers now lead the Blue Jays 3-2 in the seventh inning in Toronto. The Jays' Edwin Encarnacion with a line drive home run to even up the score in the sixth. But the Rangers scored the go-ahead run when catcher Russell Martin attempted to throw the ball back to the pitcher. Instead, he ricocheted off the bat of the batter who was standing in front of the plate in between pitches. Texas runner Odor raced home, at which point Toronto fans started showering the field in debris. The play was reviewed. It looks like the run is now going to stand. Houston and Kansas City play at 7 tonight. Bears return to practice today as they begin preparing for Detroit on Sunday. Good news for Alshon Jeffrey and Jermon Bushrod. Both returned to practice today, though they were limited. Will Sutton and Patrick Omame also limited. Eddie Royal, Antrel Roll, Shea McClellan did not practice. Hawks are in Philadelphia tonight to take on the Flyers. Puck drops at 7 in that one. Corey Crawford will be in the net. And the Bulls will host Detroit at the United Center. Pau Gasol, Joakim Noah, Nico Mirotic, Jimmy Butler, and Antoine Moore will start tonight. Kirk Heinrich still out with a sore foot. Taj Gibson will play for the first time since ankle surgery. Tribune's Casey Johnson says Derrick Rose was cleared today for non-contact basketball activities, but Rose most likely out for the rest of the preseason and doubtful for the season opener. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rose and Hyundai of Algonquin's model year-end sales event going on now. And join Hub Arkish, Dan Pompey, and Patrick Manley broadcasting a live football pregame show from Burger Bar on Michigan Avenue Sunday from 9 a.m. to noon. Stick around to watch the game and check out Hub Arkish, Olin Kreutz, and James Big Cat Williams broadcasting the new postgame show. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
All right, I've never seen this, and particularly not in this spot, and all kinds of weird stuff.
What the hell
happening.
Is going on?
All right, here's what happened. There's a man on third.
Right.
There's two outs,
right.
And your guy Chu is batting,
right.
Okay? And
no, I saw that, and then Russell Martin threw the ball off of the bat.
But he had his hand out. He stretched his hand out with the bat in it that sort of impeded Martin's path to throw it back to the pitcher. And the ball hit his hand and deflected toward the third baseman, and Odor scored. And he ran, come running in, and then he immediately, then they thought, well, no, that can't be right. And then they talked to the umpires, it is right. And then the umpires talked to New York, and I thought they were going to reverse it, because I think you are entitled to a clear path to throw it back to the pitcher. He's not standing in the box. He's got his hand extended, like he does. You know, he kind of
Well, but then,
he was standing in the batter's box.
He was. But you could say it's then on the catcher.
No, and then the rule, they stated the rule on TV.
What is the rule? It,
as long as the batter is in the batter's box, it's a live ball.
Oh, man. Oh, Christ. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Never.
You can...
Well, then the idiot started throwing things on the field,
yeah,
and it looked like on the TV here without sound that like a little kid got hit with something.
Well,
yeah.
I saw there was a crying mom holding a toddler.
There was a toddler and a baby.
And the Blue Jay players were only coming over screaming at it to take him out, then take him out, get him away from these people. But that is not right. That's a dumb rule.
Well, I think
if he's in the batter's box is one thing. If his hands are extended over the plate to a point where you're impeding the catcher's throw, that's a different thing.
Well, there's no hurry to get it back necessarily. You can just wait a beat.
Well, I mean, look, he's looking at third base. He's looking at the runner. There is a little distraction going on here. Whatever. Okay, if that's the rule. I can't hear what the rule is. I'm just watching it.
I think it's a matter of when time is called. If time isn't called,
yeah,
and the ball is live,
uh-huh.
I think it's just weird because it happened to hit the bat. I don't think the fact that it's the bat itself is material.
It hit his hand.
Either way.
His hand.
If it hits anything, it doesn't matter. It just, I think people are thinking of it differently because it's the bat, thinking that the way we'd react to if a pitch had hit the bat, it's not a pitch.
But does that sound reasonable to you when somebody's stretching his bat? You know how he does after, since you're doing, he does the little kind of like a
maybe,
stretch out?
Yeah, I get you, but maybe there's no judgment involved. Maybe it is a hard and fast rule.
Well, Maddie says it is.
Yeah, regardless,
that's the rule.
If his feet are in the batter's box.
He didn't leave the batter's box. He was standing right where he stands. He did not leave the batter's box, but okay, because originally it didn't, and then they thought about it and said, okay, that's right, you score. And then they finally, because Gibbons was yelling about it, screaming about it, well, call somebody.
I think unless the idea of him stretching, guys do stuff in the batter's box all the time.
I understand
so
that.
So my gut feeling would be, it's on the catcher, don't throw the ball into a guy's bat. Unless you had a solid visual evidence that the hitter tried to interfere. So if he's...
That's not what he did. It's just a habit that he must have. I mean, he does it all the time. So I guess it's incumbent upon Russell Martin to understand that's what he does.
Right.
Stretches out. Takes a pitch. Stretches out. Stretches him out. That's what a lot of guys do. It's just that he happens to stretch it out right over the catcher's face.
God, that's bizarre.
And that's the lead run. And Encarnacion tied the game on the home run.
Yeah, I just saw the tail end of it. Oh, boy, did he pimp that home run, too, man. That was awesome.
Yeah,
that
I
was...
I
saw Dale Scott saying no, 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 no. But you do is you call... If you're calling time, you call time.
Yeah.
Very odd.
I don't know. I Maddie says that's the rule. That's what they said. I don't have a sound up, obviously, but I just think that's kind of odd that, you know, that would be in any way, shape, or form allowed, you just think it's a dead ball. That's what I would do. If you're returning the ball to the mound and it hits the batter's hand because he's stretched out, it's one thing if he's just in the batter's box and you're an idiot and you throw and you hit him, okay. But he, part of him is stretched out past the batter's box.
Correct, but still don't throw it into his bat.
Well,
I mean, you're seeing there, it's the catcher's job. He can take a step to his left. He can get the ball back to the pitcher cleanly.
You know, he was still in a squat.
He was. Well, he doesn't have to be.
He's flipping it back. And, I mean, it was like, it's the weirdest thing because I didn't see it right away when it hit. And I'm going, where the hell did you throw that? Here comes the runner. And then they sent him back. And then he said, no, wait a minute. No, you score. And then they finally put the headset on. And apparently that's what the rule is then. Okay.
Wow, this game.
That is. I was not aware of that rule. I guess if you, you know, and then the place went cuckoo.
Yeah, but they started throwing stuff. Yeah, don't throw beer cans. Stuff at a game.
Beer
don't
cans. Beer cans.
Throw yeah. stuff.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what this is, and I don't recall ever seeing that play.
No, I haven't. I haven't seen it in youth baseball.
No,
I see plenty of throws back to the pitcher, get by the pitcher.
Yeah, I see some where the batter's taking a hard swing at it, and he's still kind of leaning over the plate, and the catcher flips it over his head
mm-hmm.
and back to the pitcher. You know, he's tired of waiting for him. He's going to flip it back. I mean, I've seen a million different things. I've never seen that. I've never seen that.
Wow. We're Boers and Bernstein, and next up is Bears All Access.
Ooh.
I wonder what they have for you, what's in store tonight. We haven't gotten a tease yet. We haven't gotten any inside information.
We'll have to check.
Yeah, you're just going to have to be listening, and you're going to find out for yourself. You have the score.
The Cubs are battling in the postseason, and the Bears are increasing their momentum. We are the epicenter of the Chicago sports world, bringing you the best coverage of it all. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer info.
She's awesome.
Vice President of Pearl Mortgage, meet Bruce.
Hello, friend.
Married, combined income $320,000, credit score 560, living in a $340,000 home in Buffalo Grove, called to refinance his 7% mortgage. Bruce's credit is low because he missed payments on the $50,000 he's carrying on credit cards funding his daughter's college education. David informed Bruce he had a better chance of giving birth to an elephant than getting a mortgage right now with his credit. But he devised a plan to enhance Bruce's credit so he can refinance within the next 6 months. If you're stuck in a high-rate mortgage because of low credit scores and you have no idea how to increase your scores, call David right now at 312-751-1333. That's 312-751-1333. Send him an email, david@perldavid.com, or visit his website, www.perldavid.com. David's helped thousands of score listeners. He'll continue to do so at Pearl Mortgage, so call him now, 312-751-1333. 312-751-1333, or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358. Licensed by DBO under California RMLA, NMLS 19186. PearlMortgage.com/license.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. You want some inside tips for picking your Week 6 fantasy lineup? Defense wins championships, and the same can go for your FanDuel league. Pick a defense early. I see great value in the Jets against the Redskins. And Denver, that defense has been great. They're going to cause problems for the Cleveland Browns. I don't care how hot Josh McCown has been. Wide receivers, Mike Wallace against a bad Chiefs secondary. You just saw Jay Cutler pick him apart with nobody. And Larry Fitzgerald is still the man in Arizona. Need a sleeper? Charkandrick West looks like the guy who's going to step in for the injured Jamal Charles in Kansas City. There'll be tremendous value there. But pay attention in the Marshawn Lynch, Thomas Rawls thing. If Lynch is back, he'll get the bulk of the work. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL and FanDuel will match your first deposit up to $200.
Sunrise Chevrolet is your Chevy truck headquarters. Now during Chevy Truck Month, get deep discounts on hundreds of new trucks, including Chevy Silverado and Colorado. Get huge savings with 0% financing for 60 months, plus $4,000 Chevy bonus cash. When only a truck will do, get it at Sunrise Chevrolet, conveniently located in Glendale Heights. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Available on select new Chevy trucks to qualified buyers. See dealer for details.
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning? More real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gayle King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning. More real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments, and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again, rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, no points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818.
All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
And at 5:45, Boers and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Top of the hour, Bears All Access will be coming your way, and it means business.
Does?
Yeah, you bet.
And by the way, these baseball playoffs are completely whack.
Insane.
This is absolutely...
Ranger finally caught the ball at the plate.
What the hell's going on out here?
Well, they dropped the ball three times.
Yeah, they kept dropping the baseball.
And loaded the bases three times. Loaded the bases because the ball was dropped three times.
This is a... How does that happen?
I don't know. I have no idea. Moreland made a kind of a bad throw, threw between the runner's legs on the second.
But you dropped the one
Andrews the dropped the perfect on the sack bunt, dropped the throw at third.
The guy bunts it too hard. You get this unbelievable opportunity to get the lead runner, and he just dropped it.
Yeah, he didn't get his glove down under it. He kind of sidewinded it, and it just fell out of his glove. Now they got the guy at the plate, so. Whoo!
That is just wild.
Yeah, that's why it's great.
All right, so the 7 p.m. Central starts for NLCS games 1 and 2. That's what you've got, and that's Saturday and Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is quite the sports weekend here. You got the Bears looking to even up their record, and then you've got the Chicago Cubs in the NLCS. Now, everyone is saying that if the Mets win, the tickets are going to be much more expensive. Because of the desire of Mets fans to travel.
They travel.
Yeah, they do.
They travel.
So I think if you are somebody who's looking to buy in the secondary market, you're rooting for the Dodgers. The Dodgers. But I just think that the fact that there's a lot of blue teams left. You know that?
There really are.
I just realized that.
Too many damn blue teams.
Too many blue teams. Mets, Cubs, Dodgers.
Rangers, Blue Jays.
Rangers, Blue Jays, Royals.
Royals.
Right?
Yes, they are. It's only one, they are.
It's only the Astros is the only like non-blue team left.
That's correct.
What the hell's with that?
What up with that? Wait till next year when the Sox are in it.
Oh, God. Yeah, it was actually nice to not hear much. I had a couple guys, I'm a Sox fan. I don't like him. The Cubs win. If you're that pathological and you have that much of a problem, it bothers you when the Cubs win, you're going to have to leave the city.
Yeah, you're going to have to. Go to your cabin and don't come back.
Things are going to get bad for you.
Because we were just talking. I don't really sense that as much as I used to. I really don't sense like the old generation has sort of died away, and you don't really hear it much anymore. Where somebody's blatantly, I know there is a bar that's offering up a drink every
place.
Time the opponent scores.
It's McNally's, right?
Yeah, McNally's. Yeah.
We've done shows, so that's where we did the Hall of Fame Who You Crappin' episode, right?
Yep.
And Gary from Evanston laid it down on everybody.
Laid it down. Yeah, those are our people, and they offer free beer every time the other team scores.
I always like it there because they also have the peanuts and the shell.
They
See,
do.
You really want to be politically incorrect, you offer peanuts and the shell somewhere in public. And not warn everybody, oh my God, there's peanuts here! Ah, your children are all going to die!
At least so.
Yeah.
I've been on many flights where you go down to have peanuts.
Oh no, they don't get on airplanes anymore.
Yeah, they do. Maybe Adam.
They have?
They have to check.
Oh, I have not
they bring,
seen
them. Yeah, you check. They've been there. I had them recently on a flight to Maui.
I would choose an airline simply based on that. And although that's the best reason to fly first class, too, is then you don't have to worry about any of that either. Get rid of the hell you want.
I know they got
to
be very careful because you have, you know, okay. I don't want to kill anybody.
Yeah, you do. You want to kill everybody. You just don't want to kill them that way.
Yeah.
So don't lie to me. Don't tell me you don't want to kill people.
Yeah, I guess I do.
Yeah, I know you do.
Second thought. I guess I do.
You'd rather kill them
really
with a bus.
I'm kind of waiting to kill everybody.
Yeah, it's the guy with the bus list here. I don't want to kill people except when I run them over with a bus.
Yeah, literally a bus list. Like that bus that ran over that bus.
Yes, I know.
I want you to walk out on the street in front of the bus. We'll clean you up, and then I'll get the next one going.
Yeah, well, that's how it started, was because of the unfortunate woman who had a bad matchup.
Yeah, well, you know, she was 85, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's, you know. It's sudden, but it was coming soon anyway.
What was? The bus?
No, the end.
I thought you meant the bus
one
was coming.
One way or the other. Like, one way or the other, dude. Let me tell you. You reach 85, you've done okay for yourself.
Yeah, you probably sign up. If you have a choice, can you get to 85 and take that one?
Yeah.
But you'd rather take it without the bus.
Apparently, they did not let her. They included the bus.
Oh, by the way, the bus is included.
The bus is coming. You're not looking. You're going to walk in front of it.
I am.
Okay. Yes. Yes, you are.
Well, for 85, you'd have to think about it, I guess.
I'm sorry, but you're going to have to. Yeah, that I guess that's true. But, you know, I've tried to not be that me anymore.
Yeah, stop it.
Bull you crapping.
And that's what we're doing tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
There's a great one there.
Yeah, see? See? Right there?
Right there, I'm lying.
And on Friday, the Bud Light Who Needs To Tavern Tour. New stop for us. We've been just a couple doors down, but now we're at Big City Tap, 1010 West Belmont. I think that's Belmont and Sheffield, I believe. Big City Tap.
That is correct.
1010 West Belmont from 1 to 6. We've got all kinds of stuff, including a pair of Blackhawks tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge.
Got hot packet.
Got packet. You have to be there if you want to win, so come over and say hello.
It's over. It's all over.
All right. Did we find out anything about Bears All Access?
Only that it's going to be great.
Well, I know that.
Right. Well.
All right. Some quick thank yous. We'll get out of the way. That's what will happen. Bears All Access
we
coming your way.
We thank Barry Rosner, Big Cat Williams, Hub Arkush.
We thank our crack production staff, Mr. Matt Abaticola.
Jeremy in Astoria. What's up, Jeremy?
Hey, Mike. How are you, man?
Good,
long time. First time.
Yes.
I have one question. What do we do if it rains?
What do you mean if it rains?
Like, what if there's like a rain delay? What's going to happen?
This is Southern California they're playing in.
What if it rains here, though?
If it rains, you know what they do? You put on a raincoat.
I know, but...
What is your question?
My question, like, what do we do?
You got to be kidding me, right?
Why are our callers calling Mike Francesa?
Mike Francesa. I love mathematical. He's Dale Jr. You know, he keeps it high and dry. The best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
Here's Kyle Schwarber. He's their left fielder. He had 16 home runs during the regular season.
I'm sorry. This game I'm watching on my screen up here is just absolutely bananas.
That's why I'm laughing.
Hit the ball. What are the crap you doing? What was happening out there?
What is happening? For the love of God!
They're giving him 6 outs in this inning. You can't win a playoff game giving an opponent 6 outs
hit with a newspaper. Turn around and run.
Come on,
run!
Over. Run to the ball, Rugned.
Look at him though. He won't look at that. Stop! You stop throwing your beer cans now, too.
Yeah, apparently that baby got hit with a beer can. That's lovely, isn't
idiots.
It?
Idiots.
Oh, all right.
All right. Thank you for listening, calling, emailing. Fancy, we will do it all over again tomorrow. Have a great night. We will talk to you tomorrow afternoon. Bears All Access is coming your way.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
Cub fans, they've done it. The Cubs are in the NLCS.
Rizzo drives one in the air. It's got a chance!
The excitement of this historic Chicago sports moment with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Cubs play.
That's the sound of a computer getting hacked, which happens 18 times a second to people, to big companies, to everyone. Want to be ready for a cybersecurity career? Then you are kind of different. Because DeVry University's cybersecurity programming specialization immerses you in cyber attack simulations so you can be career ready the day you graduate. DeVry University. Different on purpose. Learn about all our technology programs at DeVry.edu.
For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/BCIS. Program availability varies by location.
Hi, this is Jason Goff, and I've got great news for Chicagoland used car dealers and auto agencies. A 30-minute auto show is one of the most impactful ways to sell pre-owned vehicles, and Oxford Media has the formula. It's a turnkey solution. They'll write, produce, and broadcast, or they'll work in tandem with your agency. Call them now at 630-605-9322. Showcase 20 to 30 cars in your half-hour show and reach 3.4 million households across Chicagoland. Generate sales and leads, feature finance incentives and services. Just call Oxford Media Group at 630-605-9322 to set up your free consultation. Over the last 20 years, they've delivered quantifiable results for over 50 area dealers, and they're ready to do the same for you. Are you reaching enough used car buyers? Are you looking for a proven way to drive sales? From compacts to luxury sedans, trucks, vans, and everything in between, Oxford Media can help showcase and sell your used inventory. Give them a call at 630-605-9322. That's 630-605-9322. Sell more used cars. Just give them a call.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again, rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, no points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818.
All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-2255. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns, and the throwdowns. Ground and pound and pass happy. Prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
Monday, October 26th, the event of the fall comes to CBS.
It's incredible!